Okay.
Are we on?
Yes, we're on.
We're on. We're up and running.
Okay. Good evening. Welcome to Play from Panama Bay, or the Cake from Cthulhu podcast, as I like to call it. Except we seem to be lacking in cake of late.
Yeah.
I guess.
Shouldn't it be biscuit and barky podcast?
Yeah. Yeah, but they don't taste very nice when you deep fry them. Anyway, I'm Dave L., your keeper of arcane knowledge and lore, and on my right tonight is...
Pookie.
Just working out the difference between his left and his right. Here.
No, Dave's left and his right. Dave's left and right.
If you want to know the secret, I try to alternate between starting on the left and my right. Different weeks.
Yeah, well, I noticed that. Playing Locke, female Frozen Warrior. And we're playing Dragon Age. This is probably the last part, is it not?
Yes, of an Isle's Ransom. And, we'll decide from there if we carry on with this or try something else. But we shall see. What we shall see. And on Pook's right is
Mog. Flying a rogue who's called Sithigar Anis of Peakhold, an Avarian hillsman. And on my right...
His aunt with a mouthful of biscuit.
Hey!
Playing Jacrobati, the apostate elf.
Right. So, last time in Dragon Age, you've been employed by... An Arl. Yes. Arl. Yes, Arl Wojciech Neruda, who turned out to be not a terribly sympathetic character, it has to be said. Accompany Arlenka, his steward, to collect his children who are coming down from Denerim, the capital of the kingdom. And unfortunately, the reason why he's sending you guys rather than his normal house guard is they're in the middle of a blight, which all sorts of horrible, evil, nasty creatures are boiling or rising out of the Kasari marshes, which is near here to the south. And unfortunately, along your travels, you've come across evidence of a number of these creatures. Genlocks, blight owls, which you've had to fight off and deal with, and you've finally made the rendezvous site, and unfortunately found that it had been the site of an ambush, and you decided to have heard some cries for help and followed, and you come out of the woods to... Well, I'd better show you a map of some sort.
Yes,
really.
That might help.
Could we have a map of what we can see rather than another map? It's got to be, if you're going to show us a map of some sort, it could be any old map.
And any old map. An Ordnance Survey map of the Orkneys, perhaps, would be fine.
If I remember correctly, I'd still got Spell Wisp activated, didn't I?
You
had the Spell Wisp activated. So, let me describe the scene to you, okay? So you've just come out of the woods, okay? This is a hill sloping upwards. There's a chasm going along there which sort of tapers,
yeah.
Okay, to a point at the bottom. You of the page, you've come out roughly about the middle of the page, so the chasm going up and down the page. Across the chasm, you can see a switchback path leading to a hollow surrounded by stones, okay?
Yeah.
Where... you can see some guards and a couple of kids are there, holding out against Darkspawn, which are currently going up this switchback path.
Yeah.
Okay. And I believe you and... Sorry, I should say Mog. Mog's character.
Sithig
and Locke, Pook's character, have dashed off to intercept the Darkspawn. Now, I seem to recall you were going to go across the chasm and then intercept them on the path.
Yes.
Whereas the two mages Alenka and Jakrabarti, that's Ant's character, have noticed a couple of black balls slinking around above
them,
above the children and the guards. So you've decided to head perhaps up the slope and try and hit them with spells at range with any luck. Okay. However, that's the state of play at the moment. So, I think I'm going to suggest that people are going to have to make some rolls. So, I assume you're going to go charging across the gorge, you two. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so we'll start with you two. You will either need to make a strength climbing,
which I've got,
or dexterity acrobatics test. And it's so, target number 13 to go through the chasm at full speed.
Okay,
if
you make
fail,
make a climb roll.
You'll have a half speed.
Hang on.
And you'll take some damage from cuts and bruises and the like.
What have I got on here? Because I've got a...
So add your strength to the roll. Okay.
Which is?
Two. And then add your, the focus, which is another two. So you add four to that roll.
Okay. I've missed mine by four,
so...
Okay, so you take... So basically it's half speed going through there, so you'll spend this round just sort of muddling at the bottom of the cavern.
Yep.
Chasm. Take 1d6 penetrating damage each, so that means ignore the effect of armour.
Oh, okay.
Basically, just...
It's not so much a chasm as a ditch, really.
Yeah, it's more like a ditch, really.
Oh, here I go again. I'm scribbling on a plastic sheet.
It's a big ditch.
Fiddlesticks.
It happens.
So, okay, right.
Right. I assume...
So, we got two actions per round, so...
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
We haven't got two actions, but essentially we've got major. We can do.
Yeah, you can do two minor actions, which are moving. Okay, so presumably you're just going to spend the other action
catching up with ourselves.
Catching up with yourselves, climbing up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the time
I did shout and scream as we're going over to attract their attention, so they realise that they.
As you fell headfirst into this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say, after your efforts...
You're there. Right.
Okay.
And the darkspawn have made their way up to the first ditch switchback.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's the end of the first round for you guys. What were you and...
Yes.
Alenka are going to go up there and try and zap those. I'm going to say, because it's a hill... You're just going to spend all your actions getting to the top.
Okay.
Okay, and then you'll prepare your spells ready for the next round, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, next round, let's see. Do you have... Let's see. Right, so, what are you going to... Roll initiative, I think, is probably the best thing for you two to do.
Right.
Okay?
It's just three dice, is it?
No, you roll... Is it 1d, it's 1d6 plus your speed, isn't it? Isn't it?
No,
it's...
Oh, okay.
I can't remember. I thought it was 3d6.
Yeah, it seems it's 3d6.
Dexterity.
Oh, that's not it. I see it corrected.
Yeah.
Okay. So...
No.
That's a 3.
That's the way we've been doing it, so I could be wrong. I could check my screen for information to tell me stuff if you...
I've written it down there.
Okay, thank you very much.
God forbid we should concern ourselves with the rules.
The minutiae of rules, heaven forbid indeed. So we have Genlocks and Herlocks. So I'm just going to roll their initiatives. Just give me a moment. So for the Genlocks, I roll 6, 7, 8. So plus 1 is 9 for the Genlocks. And for the Herlocks... Oh, that really does blow goats, that roll. 4 plus 2 is 6 for the Herlock. Okay, so Mog's got 10.
I've got 11.
Thank you. Right, Right, so Pook goes first. What are you going to do? You have...
How far away are they?
Well, if you look at the scale...
Oh, 30 yards.
It's about 30 yards, really.
Okay, well... right. Essentially, I'm going to do a move action and a prepare action, which is essentially my... hold on. I will actually prepare, ready and fire with my longbow.
So you're going to stand there and fire a longbow instead. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So you prepare and fire a longbow. Okay, cool. Range, it's long range, I would say. So I think it's going to be plus...
Long range is 52.
52 for a longbow?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I've misread the column. I'm looking... Yeah. Wrong column.
Right?
Yep, okay.
So it's not.
It will. Standard range. So yeah. Just roll as normal.
Okay, so.
Go.
Okay. 12.
12. Alright, let me go and find my.
And I've got a double and 3 points to spend if I hit.
Okay, they have a defense value of, well, you've got 4 targets, so I'll just randomly pick. 13.
I missed then.
You missed. Sorry.
Almost.
Nearly, but no cigar. I'll say that, you know, it probably bounced off a shield.
Yeah.
Your turn.
I'll do the side.
Okay.
You just get plus 1 because you're dead.
Yeah. That is... Hang on, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Obvious. Okay. Basically, the target number you need is 13 or 12 for the leader.
Yes. I would have hit him.
Well,
never mind.
You're
aiming.
Well,
no,
so
I didn't.
Randomly determined.
Never mind. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
At least we've got their attention.
Oh, yes. I think the Genlocks will make a... The minor action will be to advance forward. Yep, and get within axe throwing range, I think. Yes, I think that makes. No, I have a better idea. Yes. Okay, I think they're just going to use. Yeah, they're just going to close to axe throwing range.
Is there a rule book I can borrow a second?
Yep, sure.
Okay. Are they going to be able to close and throw, or just close?
They're going to close and throw. Though the leader will close and get right amongst you.
Okay.
But he acts less, so I'm not that worried. One of you is going to be really lucky and get 2 attacks. Right. Axe number 1 is going towards you. What's my to hit number?
14.
14, I require 14. I've rolled 13 and I get a plus on that because my Genlock information sheet.
I was just about to start whinging that there wasn't an appendix and I found an index on it.
Throwing axe, plus 5. Yeah, that's a hit.
Okay. I think my armor's probably a bit lower because I'm not using my shield at the moment, but
okay.
It's still a hit anyway.
Yep. It's a d6 plus 5 for damage. So, I've rolled a 1. So that's plus 5 is 6 damage. Take off your armor.
Good. I take a point of damage.
Okay. The second person. that's 6 plus 5 is 11. Your... The hit number is
11.
Well, that's a hit. And I roll another 1. Plus 5, 6 damage. Take off your armor value.
Armor 3, so that's 3 damage.
Okay. You're really unlucky. You're going to get another axe thrown at you.
Target's 12, I think.
I've rolled 9, 13.
It's a hit.
Plus 5. Yeah, that's a hit. And I've rolled 2 4s, so woohoo. Dice. Okay. Favoured stunts. Knock, prone, or mighty blow. Knock prone, almighty blow. Let's look. There's me bit of paper with the stunt on. Thank you. Oh, here. Sorry. Mighty blow.
1d6
damage or knock prone? I like the knock prone option.
Teehee.
Oh, you're right.
Right, so. Knock prone for 2 points and.
I don't
is also 2 points. So I can knock you. I've got four, double four.
Yeah, okay.
So I can knock you over and do extra damage.
Yeah.
So that's the plan. So it's a d6, 2d6. It's, so instead of 1d6 plus 5, it's 2d6 plus 5. And I roll 2.
Okay, so that's. I take 7 damage. Oh. Yeah, 7 damage. I take 2 points of damage.
Yeah, and you're knocked prone. Okay? You can't get up.
Okay. Well, I.
Well, until next round.
Yeah.
Okay. The Herlock will just get in amongst you, but he will have used up all his actions to move in your general vicinity, so...
Okay.
All right, so make of that what you will.
Okay.
So if I use...
Counters.
Pick a colour you want for yourselves.
Gulp.
Okay, so standing amongst you, these three are back here. Okay, these three are the first switch back of the road. All right, the leader's gone to go for you. Okay, but yeah. He's used up all his movement points effectively. Basically, he's giving you a dilemma. Do you carry on bowing the ones that are held back? Or do you switch melee weapons and attack him?
I'll switch melee weapons and attack him.
Well, unfortunately, it's Pook's decision, because it's round two. Oh, wait a minute.
It is.
But before it's round two...
Yeah. The top of the hill, yeah.
But before it's round two, it's the guys at the top of the hill. And we need to roll some initiative, don't we?
And for Alenka or whatever she is.
Alenka, yes.
Alenka. I keep feeling her name.
Ten.
I've got 14. Okay. And
you get plus one, don't you? Add
your dexterity on. Okay.
That was with it.
Oh, right.
Okay, so you've got
10.
So I'll just change that card to say 10, not 11. Right, so I've got basically two melees going on at the same time, just to make one's life really interesting. Oh, and Sir Blaker.
Yeah, and also Sir Bridget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. We'll keep those back for the moment. Right, so Alenka goes first. Let's see. It's extreme range for about 30 yards, I think. They're right on the edge of her range, and the only spell that she can use to hit them with is Arcane Bolt.
Magic Missile.
I knew you were going to say that.
Okay. What do you mean you knew I was going to say that?
Because it puts them out of the range of Arcane Lance, and I've hardly got any magic power, any mana points left.
Isn't life tragic like that?
You might have to go down the valley and up the other side.
Down the valley and up to the side. Oh,
I might have to run away before it gets to that stage.
Yeah.
if I've got to go down that valley on the other side, we're really in the shit.
I think we're already in that. It's just the depth that varies.
Yeah. Mm. Problem is, I'm lying in it at the moment.
Right, so two magic points. Zap, zap, zap. Okay. Right. Target number 10. I've rolled 14. That's a hit. So let's see if they dodge out of the way. Target number 14. Yeah, they do dodge out of the way. So that's 1d6 damage instead of 2. Now that's 4 damage on the Blight Wolf. So okay. Right. Alenka's had her shot. Your turn.
Okay.
Do your best.
Oh, I've got a double.
Excellent.
No, have you hit?
Yeah. Just, well, hang on. 7 plus 5. The spell wisp is up. That's 12. And I need to make 10.
Well
so,
done.
Yeah, I've done.
And he's got a double.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how many stun points have you got to spend?
3.
Okay.
So look at the magic spell stunts 3. You could
increase the spell power of your spell.
Yep.
Skillful casting, mighty spell.
Which one increases the damage?
Mighty spell, 2 points. I'll check to see if it makes its dexterity roll first.
It's going to do damage anyway.
I've rolled 11 and 3 is 14 plus 1. 15. Yep, they've made the dexterity roll, so it's just one dice damage.
Unless you mighty spell.
Okay, so it's back up to 2 dice damage. Are you hitting the same target or a different one? That Alenka went for.
Do I still add the if you made his roll, do I still add the dragon dice to the damage?
Yep, add your dragon dice roll.
Okay, so that I'm rolling, it's 1d6 because he made the and it's an extra d6 because I'm making,
so it's 2d6 plus the result plus of your dragon dice roll.
What are you spending the other point stunt?
Well,
he's got one remaining.
Increase the spell power of your spell. That's not going to...
Doesn't it work on Arcane Bolt, I presume?
No.
No, okay. So that's wasted.
Well, you could make it harder for them to avoid, but I've rolled roll.
So. Oh, wow. Yes.
Oh, whoa.
Double 6.
Yes.
That's one. Plus...
Damage. Plus 3.
15.
So is that on...
That's 15.
That's on the same one, I presume.
Yeah.
That's hurt it.
Yeah, that hurt a lot. So, round 3 then.
Or round 2?
Yeah.
Is it round? Yeah, it's round 3, because it's round 3.
Round 3.
Yeah, it's just...
Okay. Knight. Locke, what are you doing?
Okay, well, I've got
a Herlock in your mist.
Yep.
And you've got 3 Genlocks in the background.
Okay, well, I'm lying down.
Bad lock on your chest.
Yes. Well, okay. I could go for the
dreadlock on your head.
You don't like cricket.
Surprisingly enough, no. Okay. How difficult would it be for me to hit this Herlock from where I am lying down if I prep an attack?
Really, you've got to get up off the floor.
Well, in that case.
Basically, in your current state, any attacker against you would get a bonus to attack you.
Right, well, I stand up then.
So that's your simple action, and your...
Well, okay, I've got a bow in my hand.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the bonus for being at point-blank range?
Now you're asking difficult questions.
Well, we are at point-blank range. There's a Herlock in, right there.
Yeah. I keep forgetting these things from now. Basic, simple things like blank range.
Because essentially, it's inside the short range.
Yes, it is. Just give me a moment. There will be a small break.
Those of you old enough to remember, here's a piece of black and white footage of a potter's wheel.
If the target is within short range, you get normal. You get normal bonuses. If it's at long range, it's minus two. That's a bit weird. So you've got a long range and a short range. Oh, and beyond long range, you can't hit.
Yeah.
So basically, it's just normal throw.
Really?
Really?
I was right over there.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand. Look, I'm just interpreting the rules.
Okay.
The rule is, as I laid down in front of me, if you want me to start saying, well, actually, there are huge, massive bonuses for being at point blank range, I'm not prepared to use those because they're not in the book. But if you wish to contest.
No.
There it is. Whoa, there it was.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Well,
just hit him.
Or try.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, and I think I have. Okay.
Okay.
So I have rolled a total of 14.
That's a hit.
With a double and okay. 6 points on the dragon die.
Okay, what are you going to spend them on?
Okay, let's have a look. Okay.
Go, poop, go.
It's got to be pierce.
Piercing blow?
Pierce armor.
Okay. Arm rating is half.
Yep. Mighty blow, which gives 1d6 extra on my attack. Okay.
So you've used two. Mighty blow is.
Okay. And knock prone.
Two, two, and two.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. That all works.
So the damage on the bow is 1d6 plus 6, okay, to which I'm adding a d6.
Mm-hmm. Go.
So I'm rolling 2d6 plus 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only getting 12 damage.
Less the armor, which is half rounding down. So so what damage are you doing?
I roll a total of 12.
12, so it's 10.
He takes 10 damage. Yay! Yeah.
Well done.
And he's knocked prone.
And he's knocked prone. Basically, you get a plus one to hit him.
So
I'm going to melee attack if you decide to swap weapons.
Well, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
And
so basically, can he charge?
He's already on us.
He's basically amongst you.
You fired just as he closed.
Okay,
so.
I'm just.
I'd argue he's close to foreclose that particular combat option.
Your strength.
10, 11, plus
the one,
12.
That's a hit.
That's a hit.
Okay, and the damage is?
Yeah, 1d6 plus 3.
No doubles.
No doubles.
Right. Just checking.
7.
7. Less his armor rating, which is 5. That's just only 2 damage, I'm afraid.
He's still a bit.
Still amongst you. Right, the Genlocks. Right, I think what's going to happen is one of the Genlocks are they going to just charge up the hill towards you. I think one of them will go and support their leader.
Yeah.
And the other two will go charging up the hill.
But will I get a couple of shots in on them while they're charging up the hill?
Well, I will deal with that in a moment.
Oh, it's
momentarily. Okay. Right. So, Genlock number one is going to attack one of you two.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a lucky one. Odds, evens. Odds, it's you. Okay. Sorry. So, Genlock number one. And I roll 7 and 3 is. No, 11 plus 3. 14.
Well, 14. Feet, because it's 11 to hit me, so.
Plus 5. Sorry?
You've hit.
Okay, damage. No doubles, thankfully for you. So it's just a battle axe being swung at you. 2d6 plus 3. Good grief. And I roll 6 plus 3, 9 damage.
Minus 3 is 6.
Okay, so. You stand your ground, and your reward is to have an axe swung
yes.
in your mush. The Herlock
yeah.
will get up off the ground and hit someone. Odds are evens. You're even, so
okay.
you're it.
Okay.
Well, what was the bonus of knocking him down then?
You get plus
one to
attack.
To hit him.
And he did.
While he was on the floor,
yeah.
so...
Okay. But basically, it meant he couldn't aim or anything like that.
I roll 9 plus 5.
It's a hit.
13. 14. Okay. Plus 6. It's a two-handed sword he's wielding.
Ouchie, but it's still... What the hell? He's hit.
3d6. I roll... 8 plus 4 is 12.
12. So less my armour of 5. 7. No.
7, yeah. So he just goes whack. You felt that, didn't you?
Mm.
So, that's that bit done. Let's go on to Chakrabarty. What are you going to do?
What's the face go before me?
Yes, does. He does.
Where's our linker's card? Oh, there it is. Oh, it fell on the... Okay, our linker. Right, fire again. Mark off another 2 points of mana used up, because I've just rolled...
We could do we drop in these, 12. Otherwise we're in deep.
What, the wolves?
Dropping everything.
Well, yeah. We're doing our best.
We're doing our best. Yep, that's a hit. I'm just going to roll to see if they dodge. And I roll 4, 5, 6, 7. And plus 1 is 8. Oh, they don't dodge. Hey, I do 2d6 damage. Plus dragon dice, which is a 6 this time. Good. So 2d6. 4 plus 6 is 10. Okay. Right, that's one blasted out of existence.
Have it.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Okay. I'll get the next one. Okay. 9 plus 5 is 14. So I'm my target number.
Mm-hmm.
Any devils?
No. Yeah, oh yes, double four. I'll go double four.
Okay, what are you going to do with those doubles?
How many points have you got to spend?
It's got... What do you get on your dragon dice?
One.
Nothing.
You could just try and make it harder for that. Instead of rolling a 10, I'll say they have to roll an 11 to try and dodge, which I will try and do then. Ooh. I've rolled 6, 7... Their dexterity is +1, 2, 7, 8, 9. That's it. They failed.
Okay, so it's 2d6 plus 1.
Correct. Plus whatever. Yeah.
7 damage in total.
Okay, thank you.
And there's only one that's off, isn't that?
Yeah.
And that's taking damage now.
Yeah, would.
It's going.
To attack, I think. So, I think its action. Actually, last time
they were moving down, so I'm going to say they've probably got.
Yeah.
They probably got there by now.
It has.
It has the one that's left.
Yeah.
And will try to attack. Now, I really ought to check to see if anyone else has noticed. I'm going to say.
Well, like
the knights are probably busy. Keep an eye on those guys. Okay,
but they would have surely short seen the bolts go across the sky to hit the other one and heard the yow because it was hit.
Well, they're facing that. They're facing. They've got their eye on that. They're probably targeting them with their crossbows at the moment.
Yes. They would have heard that one die as it yew as it was magic missile to death.
And also seen two coming up. Well, like I said, I'm going to leave the children to deal with the one behind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, leave the children to deal with a nasty creature.
Well,
always a good plan.
I think. Let's go and check. I think. Right. Kiddies.
They're not going to be any good in the scrap anyway.
Sorry?
They can get eaten first, because they're no use in the scrap. That might give us buys us an extra round.
Such compassion.
Yeah. Okay. What's Joe going to do? I'm going to say Joe's going to try and hit them with his sword.
Actually, if they get eaten straight away, there's no point us being here, so we can just run.
Yes.
Okay. Works for me.
Right, I've rolled 11 for Joe, and they've got defense. The wolf has a defense value of 12.
Yeah.
So he's missed. Hannah is going to do something rather
nifty.
She'll just
pull out a Glock 9mm and blow.
And who's in 9mm would be far more.
She'll just stare at the wolf.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you're looking, you'll just sort of see the air distort around the wolf, and it'll be knocked prone. Okay. And you'll see the girl just faint clean away, and you go, ah, she's manifesting mage-like abilities. Okay. So the wolf is prone at the moment. Okay.
What happens when you hit zero mana? Nothing.
Don't think anything happens.
No, just mean you can't use your
spells. You can't use your spells. Yeah. Why are you close to that?
God, yeah. I've got one more shot and then I'm out of ammo.
Okay. Right. Next round. This is round 4, I believe. So, Pook, what are you doing?
Change weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So prepare and attack.
Yep.
Go. Oh, shit, you know. I wish you'd changed them dice.
I have rolled to hit with these dice before. I've missed this time. But rolled 8 plus...
You beat 12.
Yeah, I've made 11.
Okay. Mog, your turn.
I doubt something.
So that was locked. Yeah. Scythic, you've got a gen lock and a purlock.
You want to change your dice?
Yeah.
What do you
that
want?
Was worse.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I have changed my dice.
Okay, the gen lock will attack.
There's something very wrong when I'm rolling the best dice.
There is. You've been rolling the best dice tonight, eh?
Am I right in thinking the gen lock's attacking you?
I think so.
And I think the Herlock's going for you.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So gen lock attacks. What's your defense value?
11.
Well, I've rolled 7, 9. Herlock is gen lock is plus 5 of a battle axe. So
he's hit.
14.
Yes, he's hit.
Yeah, that's a definite hit. So it's 2d6 plus 3. Oh, and I've got two stump points to play with. What am I going to do? Two stump points. I could.
Yes, I thought of that.
What's their preferred stunt? Apparently, their preferred stunts, gen locks, are. Knocking prone or mighty blow.
I thought it was giving out hugs and cookies.
Mm. No.
Okay.
Well, I think we'll do mighty blow.
I'll keep extra up.
Extra dice. So 2d6. So yep. It's now jumped up to 3d6 plus 3.
Okay, roll away.
I've rolled.